I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, how a piece of land between Europe and Asia got the name America.
The name honors the Italian-born explorer and navigator Amerigo Vespucci. America first appeared on a world map in 1507 over what we now call South America.
Only one copy of America's so-called birth certificate is known to survive. It's now in the hands of the Library of Congress here in Washington.
But the library has to raise $10 million to buy it from a German prince. The big map was housed for more than 350 years in his family's castle.
Now, here's the story of the map. Amerigo Vespucci first set out for this part of the world in 1499.
But let's not forget Christopher Columbus. He set out for the New World 7 years earlier, in 1492.
Right, but when Columbus touched land, he thought he was in Asia. It was Vespucci who writes of finding a Mundus Novus, Latin for New World. Professor David Woodward at the University of Wisconsin is editor of the History of Cartography. He says Vespucci's published account of what he had found inspired the German cartographer Martin Waldseemüller to put America on the map and to explain his reasoning in a book called Introduction to Cosmography.
In that book, he says, I don't see why anybody should rightly forbid naming this fourth part of the world Amerige, land of Americus, as it were, after its discoverer, Americus, a man of acute genius. Or America, inasmuch as both Europe and Asia have received their names from women.
Okay, you recognize the name America, but what about Americus and Amerige? Americus is simply Latin for Amerigo.
But Professor Woodward believes Amerige was actually a play on words by Waldseemüller and another young scholar. They changed the G-O in Amerigo to G-E, the same Greek root as in geography, by implication land, to come up with Land of Americus.
I'm not sure that they really expected people to seriously agree with them that this new world should be named after Amerigo Vespucci.
So did they not know that Columbus had been there first?
They had knowledge of the Columbian voyages to the islands of the Caribbean, but not to the mainland. And Columbus himself, you got to remember, didn't know that he'd really reached the mainland either.
And now, is there anything in the literature about Amerigo Vespucci, about his reaction, or did he ever see this?
Did he get royalties from this?
There's no reaction in the literature at all that I've seen.
So what you're saying here, it's really the power of the press. It's printed
exactly.
In a booklet.
Yes.
And finds its name
there
on a map.
Three times as many editions of Amerigo Vespucci's little publication published as there were of the record of Columbus's voyages.
So
it was far more popular as a piece of literature.
So more copies in print puts
more
the name on the map.
More editions, and more editions in languages other than Latin.
That was Professor David Woodward at the University of Wisconsin.
Columbus never saw Waldseemüller's map and its tribute to Vespucci. Columbus died in 1506, a year before it came out. Now, interestingly, the mapmaker removed the name America a few years later.
But by then, others had started using it, so the name stuck. Now, before we go, a little quiz. Do you say the United States is or the United States are?
We were surprised to learn that the answer used to be R. That changed after the 1860s. After the American Civil War, United States became is.
University of Maryland history professor Gary Gerstle says that before the Civil War, you were first a citizen of your state, then of the country. But after the pro-Union North defeated the Confederate States of the South, citizenship became something granted directly by the federal government.
It's not just the drive for unity, though. It's not just let's pull together, but it's also the very particular assertion made by the Unionists, the Republicans, that the Union was supreme and no state of the United States had the right to secede from the Union.
And there you have it. Write us at VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or word at voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherbel.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Okay.
and credit is so nice.
Cuando quieras, me charge twice.